You know, just missed opportunities. You know, I thought we played hard all year. I thought every game we were well prepared. We had a good plan, and we just didn't make plays in critical moments of the game to win. And it's the case tonight, and just you know made bad plays at critical points also, and. You know, which is frustrating because I think we worked hard and guys wanted to do well, guys wanted to win, and we just weren't able to put it together some games.
Did you take something from the fact that the running game has come back, especially today?
Yeah, no, it's great. It was great the way we ran the ball. Offensive line did a great job. They were, you know, they weren't gonna make it easy for us to throw the ball. They were gonna play a shell and a lot of times roll into Odell. But we had to run it, you know, check to a lot of runs, just stayed with it and stayed patient and eventually kind of got him out of it a little bit, opened up some throws. But proud of the way Rashad ran it and the offense line blocked it up.
Eli, let's say if this is Tom Dolphin's last game, what does he mean to you as well as the organization?
You know, whether it is or not, he's been a great coach early on in my career, teaching me the importance of preparation and, making me draw up every single blitz that the team had done each and every week, how I protected, what my calls would be, how to prepare for third down and green zone and game plan and practice and to treat every day as a gift. So he's been a great influence on me.
Eli, with so many questions about Dolphins' future, was there something different about today's game on an emotional level?
You know, I think no. I mean, I think we want we wanted to go out there and we wanted to win. We wanted to play well. You know, he's had he had a great attitude all week and that attitude was contagious to the players. Guys wanted to go out there and play well, play hard, and get this win. I thought we had a great effort. Just couldn't put it together.
Obviously, there's going to be some changes in the offseason, but do you think that the core that you guys have between players and coaches could be competitive in 2016?
Yeah, of course. I think we have a number of very good players. I think our coaches are outstanding. I think we just we need there's some areas where we can make some improvements for sure. But I thought with this squad, we could have won a lot of games this year and had opportunities to win a lot of games, and we just got to find ways to win it as a unit and as a team.
Can you talk about some of the growth of some of the young guys? You have Flowers as a rookie. He played pretty much the whole season. And then Will Ty joined you in the middle of the year.
Yeah. You have a rookie, comes in. We wanted to play him on the right side. Will Beatty, our starting left tackle, gets hurt. And he's, move him on the left side from early on. And he's done a great job. Been banged up some and has played tough and hanging in there. Offense line, we've been moving guys all around because of some injuries, but they've done a good job. Will Ty, came in kind of halfway through and be a practice squad guy, and just he's come in and played well. He's made a lot of big catches for us and has done an outstanding job. So we had a number of guys step up and do some good things for us this year.
All things considered, would you like to stay in this offense?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I think I feel very comfortable in the offense. I think we scored a lot of points. We were competitive in most of the games. I thought we had a great game plan. I think we could definitely with the guys we have and add a few guys, we could be a strong offense.
Is that something you would communicate to the front office? Would you want to stay in one offense rather than have to change again?
We'll see what happens with that.